感谢主耶稣基督，今天晚上有美好的机会能够来访问卡诺嘎教会。
Thank God for His grace that I'm able to have service with you at Kanuga Park today, and also I was able to come here.
这次小弟是第一次来访问美国教会。
And this time, this is my first time to visit churches in the United States.
特别就参加那个正式教会的代表大会。
I came to attend the World Delegate Conference.
然后呢，剩下时间呢，就是来协助一些圣工。
And my remaining time here, I will assist some holy work.
今天晚上有这个机会能够到这里。
And this evening, I have the opportunity to come here.
小弟是杨德提传道。
My name is Dertius Johan.
我是从印尼来的。
I came from Indonesia.
感谢主，在这里会见到几个印尼的从印尼过来的同龄。
And thank God, I saw a few of our members from Indonesia here.
好像是有一些是从沙巴，或者是西马哦，沙巴好像沙巴过来的。
Some members also from Sabah Church.
所以我们在沟通之下可以用印尼语言或者马来西亚语言都可以沟通。
And I feel I can now communicate with them in Indonesian or in Malay.
今天晚上我讲道理就是带来恩典和真理。
And the topic I would like to share with you tonight is bringing grace and truth.
在奉主圣名，我们奉主是讲道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我请翻开约翰的福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John, chapter 1.
请看十四节和十七节。
Please read verses 14 and 17.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。十七节。
Verse 17.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。这段圣经告诉我们。
So these two verses tell us.
讲到天父差遣他的独生子来到这个世上。
Tells us that the Heavenly Father have sent His only Son to the world.
这里讲到道成肉身。
And it says that He became flesh.
道本身就是神。
And the Word became flesh, and the Word refers to God.
神就是道。
So God is the Word.
这个道已经成为肉身来到这个世上，住在我们的中间。
And so the Word became flesh and dwell among us.
这个道成为人来到世上带着什么呢？
So what did this Word bring with it when it came to among us?
这里讲到他来带的恩典和真理。
It says here that it brings grace and truth.
所以耶稣来这个世上带来不是空手来的，但是他是带来恩典和真理。
So the Lord Jesus Christ did not came here empty-handed, but he brought with him grace and truth.
当神差派耶稣来这个世上的时候，他就把这个恩典和真理带来。
When God had sent Lord Jesus Christ to this world, he brought with him grace and truth.
在他身上又有荣光。
And we can see glory on him.
这个荣光呢，又照耀这个世界。
And this glory shone upon the world.
又照耀众人。
And it shone upon the multitudes.
这个荣光就是恩典和真理。
And this glory is the grace and truth.
所以每个人得到神的荣光呢，他一定会得到神的恩典和真理。
So everyone who receives the glory of God will receive also grace and truth.
在旧约的时候，在旧约里面那个信徒如何能够得到神的荣光呢？
And in the time of the Old Testament, how did the members, the believers back then receive the glory of God?
经过摩西的神教导圣名呢，就能够知道律法。
And for example, Moses was inspired by God's Spirit, and he knew all the laws and regulations.
这个律法呢，如果把人带到神的面前，神的荣光里面。
And so the law was brought among the men through glory.
啊，但是在这个新约的时候呢，哦，这个荣光啊，就来到这个耶稣基督。
But in the time of the New Testament, the glory came with the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以耶稣来这个世上啊，就要带着恩典和真理。
So he came to this world, bringing with him grace and truth.
哦，这个真理要带，这个恩典和真理要带给众人啊。
And this grace and truth is to be given to the people.
哦，这个也适合给我们一种思考。
And this is something that we should ponder upon.
哦，我们知道我们称为真耶稣教的信徒。
And we know that we are a member of True Jesus Church.
神拣选了我们成为他的儿女。
God chosen us to be His children.
所以主耶稣也是要我们到这个世界把这个道理呢传给他们，传给众人。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, when the purpose of Him coming to this world is so that this word can be spread among the people.
所以就好像耶稣来到世上，他要带恩典和真理。
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ, He came bringing the grace and truth.
我们到哪里去呢？也是要把这个恩典和真理带到众人的面前。
So, likewise, wherever we go, we must also bring grace and truth with us.
那现在耶稣如何把这个恩典和真理带给众人呢？
So, how did Jesus bring this grace and truth to the people?
因为他本身呢就是恩典和真理。
He himself is the grace and truth.
他如何把这个恩典和真理带给众人呢？
So how did that truth being given to people?
请看路加的福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音的第四章第十八节第十九节。
Luke chapter 4 verses 18 and 19.
十八节。主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节。
19。
包括神喜悦那的喜年，这里经上记载说。
Here the scriptures recorded.
这耶稣哪一卷哪以赛亚的书啊？然后他都读这一段的圣经。
The Lord Jesus Christ quoted a passage in Isaiah.
这个圣经里面记载呢，主的灵在我身上。
Here it recorded the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
一个人要传福音的时候。
And before one can preach the gospel.
他先要让圣灵充满恩膏他身上。
He needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit, he needs to be anointed.
什么时候呢？耶稣被圣灵膏呢？恩膏呢
？So when was Jesus anointed by
the Spirit? 在马太福音第三章十六节，如果我们看，我们就知道。
If you read Matthew chapter 3 verse 16, you will see.
当耶稣受洗了，从水里上来。
After Jesus was baptized and as he was coming out of the water,
那天就开了。
The heaven opened.
就那看到那个神的灵啊，仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上。
People can see God's spirit like dove, descended upon him.
所以那时候呢，圣灵就住在主耶稣里面。
And from then on, the spirit of God was dwelt with Lord Jesus.
当圣灵住在主耶稣身上的时候
，When the spirit dwelt in him,
他就开始传福音。
The Lord.Jesus started to preach.
所以我们从这里知道这个圣灵是很重要的。
So from here we know that the Holy Spirit is very important.
我们在传福音的时候要靠着圣灵。
When we preach, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
我们要把这个恩典和真理要带到人的身上了，最重要要靠着圣灵。
That is the one most important thing when we want to bring grace and truth to the people.
因为我们要传真理的时候，本来我们是在跟魔鬼征战。
Because when we are preaching the truth, we are at war or against Satan.
当我们要把一个人带到主耶稣面前。
When we want to bring someone in front of Jesus.
当然魔鬼不愿意的啊。
Of course, the devil did not want to see that.
我们把他抢回来的时候，魔鬼要抢回去啊。
When we are fighting, when we are grabbing the soul towards us, the devil would want to grab it back.
所以讲真理的时候，本来是我们在这个是算一种灵界的征战。
And so when we're preaching, it is a spiritual war.
所以，如果灵界征战靠我们的自己的力量，当然是没有力量的。
And if we are relying on our own strength in spiritual war, of course we have no strength.
因为人本身是软弱的。
Because men are all weak.
所以这传真理的时呢，要靠着圣灵的力量。
So when we preach the gospel, we must rely on the strength of the Holy Spirit.
所以当主耶稣还没升天的时候。
So when Jesus, before Jesus ascended to heaven.
在使徒行传的第一章第八节，主耶稣嘱咐他的门徒。
In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Lord Jesus commanded his disciples.
叫他们要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵。
He told them to wait for the Holy Spirit at Jerusalem.
因为当圣灵降临在他们身上的时候，
Because when the Holy Spirit descended upon them,
他们就会被得着能力。
Then they shall receive power.
有能力的时候，他们才有力量宣传真理。
After they receive power, then they have the power or the strength to preach the gospel.
从耶路撒冷、犹太全地了，然后撒玛利亚，直到地极。
From Jerusalem, the gospel was preached to Samaria, Judea, and all over the world.
他们才有这个力量来为主来做见证。
Then they had the power to witness for the Lord.
所以呢，今天我们每个真耶稣教的信徒我们。真的哈，这句宣扬福音的时候，要靠着圣灵的力量。
So for all members today, when we're preaching the gospel, we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
那所以耶稣在世在在传这个恩典和真理的时候，他就靠着圣灵去传。
So the Lord Jesus relied on the power of the Holy Spirit when he was preaching the grace and truth.
所以耶稣在这个世界，他是很想念的，把这个恩典和真理交给世人。
And Jesus really want to bring grace and truth to everyone.
什么叫做恩典呢？
So what is grace?
恩典就是从神来的福气。
Grace is blessings that comes from God.
因为每个人活在世界呢，当然有肉体的需要。
And when we live in this world, we all have needs.
这个肉体的需要哦，就是好像我们身体的健安、身体的平安呐。
And for example, we want, to be at peace or be healthy.
也是心灵的平安。
And also to be spiritually at peace.
所以这个恩典是很重要，在我们生活是很重要。
So grace is actually very important.
那这个真理呢？真理就是从神来的道，从神来的福音。
And the Spirit.Yes, the truth is actually the word that came.
这个是跟我们的灵魂得救有关系的。
And it's closely related to the salvation of our soul.
也是讲到要引导我们的生活的方向。
And it is also something that will direct our life.
所以每个人如果他有真理，如果没有神的恩典他时常那个生活会失去这个方向。
And for someone, if they have the truth but yet did not have the grace of God, oftentimes they will lose the direction in life.
但是有些人如果他在身上恩典太多呢，但是他如果不懂真理的时候呢，有时候他会引起他骄傲起来。
And likewise, if someone has a lot of grace from God but yet did not have the truth in him, then he might become proud.
所以这个我们有真理在我们里面也是要有恩典。
And so, as we need to have truth in us, we also need to have grace.
我们得到这个恩典呢，在我们里面真的也是要有这个真理啦。
And when we have grace, we also need the truth.
这个恩典，人人都需要的。
And everyone need grace.
当主耶稣在世的时候。
When Jesus was in this world.
主耶稣出去传道，他看了很多事情。
And he went around preaching, and he had seen a lot of things.
在那时候看到在马太福音第九章35节、36节，有记载。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 36 to 39, it says.
那当主耶稣宣道的时候。
When he was preaching.
那到各城各乡的时候。
When he was going around to all the cities and villages.
他看到很多人得到病症啊。
He saw that a lot of people fell ill.
活在困苦流离。
And they were crying bitterly.
他们如羊没有牧人一般。
And they were just like sheep without shepherd.
这个人活在世界的想象就像这样子。
So that is oftentimes situation of man's life.
所以那时候耶稣看到很多人面对这样的状况。
And Jesus saw at the time that a lot of people were in this kind of situation.
哦，所以呢，在主耶稣的心里发出那个怜悯的心呐、啊。
So Jesus, had compassion on them.
哦，主耶稣是爱世人的。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ loved everyone.
所以，当主耶稣到会堂里面的时候，他就教训人。
And so when he came into the synagogue, he started to teach them.
把这个真理啊，就传给他们。
And he told them the truth.
哦，使他们有这个生活哦，生活的方向。
So that they can have a right direction in life.
也是希望他们这个灵魂能够得救，得到永生啊。
And also to hope that they can gain salvation and eternal life.
哦，不只把这个真理传给他们而已啊。
So he did not only tell them the truth.
但是耶稣也是把他所带来的这个恩典哦，也是赐给他们呐、啊。
He also gave them the grace that he brought with him.
啊，所以耶稣呢，就是医治各样的病症啊。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ healed many illnesses.
哦，耶稣啊，牧养到他们呐、啊。
And he pastored them.
哦，所以我们看到耶稣来这个世界，不是讲真理而已。
So we see that. When Jesus was in this world, he did not only just speak the truth.
但是他把这个恩典啊带到给别人啊。
But he brought the grace to everyone as well.
啊，所以这个恩典，真正的恩典本来就是仁爱关怀。
And so the real grace is to love and to have kindness towards others.
呀，所以我们今天真耶稣教会，神建立这个世上。我们要有真理和恩典。
And so, as the true church being established in the world, we need to have grace and truth.
我们真耶稣教会很注重这个真理。
And in true Jesus Church, we put much emphasis on truth.
这个当然是很好的。
Of course, it's good.
哦，真理哦，神的真理，我们传给别人，别人就认识神的真理。
When we preach the truth to others, then and they will know the truth.
但是有些人已经来到教会里面
，and
有人已经来到教会，慕道者来到教会里面。
And there are some truth seekers friend who came to our church.
在教会里面，他会感觉到、感受到神的个恩典吗
？And will they feel God's grace in our church?
啊，当他们面对一些患难的时候
，and when they encounter difficulties in their life,
比如说在他们心里有一些障碍。
For example, they have some hindrance in their heart.
哦，有时候呢，哦，他们有一些不能解决的问题。他到教会的时候呢，哦，我们能够把这个神的恩典哦显现在他们身上吗
？And sometimes they might come and have problems that they need to solve. Can we show them God's grace?
啊，就是我们从神。哦、得到的爱、啊、把这个爱、哦、分享给他们、啊、
That is to say that we need to share the love that we receive from the Lord Jesus Christ with them.
啊，使他们真的能够得到神的平安。
So that they can really feel the peace of God.
啊，所以这个真理本来是很重要。
So the truth is really important.
哦，但是如果真理没有恩典，会把我们呢、啊，我们会成为一种就好像法利赛人一样。
But yet, truth without grace will make us like the Pharisees.
哦，真理到后来变成一种知识。
And truth at the end will just become a knowledge.
啊，但是这个真理如果里面丰盛的恩典。
But in the truth, if there is plenty of grace.
啊，马克这个真理哈、哦，就会成为一个生命。
Then the truth will.Becomes life.
哦，会带给我们很多好处，也是带给别人很多好处。
It will be beneficial to us as well as others.
啊，所以耶稣来这个世上的时候，他不止把这个真理传扬。
So when Jesus came to this world, he did not only tell others about the truth.
哦，但是他也是把这个恩典啊带到给众人啊。
But he also brought grace to everyone.
啊，所以如果从路加福音的第四章的18节下半段看起来。
So if we were to read Luke chapter 4, verse the latter part of verse 18.
哦，当主耶稣被圣灵恩膏以后。
After the Lord Jesus Christ was anointed by the Spirit of the Lord.
哦，他就开始把这个真理和恩典传下来。
He started to preach grace and truth to everyone.
那他的对象是谁呢？
So who was the object of his preaching?
哦，这里讲到了 叫我传福音给贫穷的人啊。
It says here to preach the gospel to the poor.
第一点要把这个福音啊传给贫穷的人。
So the first point is to preach the gospel to the poor.
这个贫穷可以讲到肉体或者是肉体和这个心灵的贫穷。
And poor can refer to physically poor or spiritually poor.
那时候很多人在这个肉体贫穷啊。
At the time, a lot of people were physically poor.
特别的很多人在心灵方面贫穷啊。
And also a lot of other people who were spiritually poor.
当他们心灵肉体贫穷的 那个时代哦，是黑暗的时代，没有人去关心他们的。
And so at the time it was the dark ages where they're physically and spiritually poor, yet no one cared for them.
所以有谁要去关心他呢
？So who could go and care for these people？
耶稣要来关心他们。
So the Lord Jesus Christ came to take care of them.
所以在马太福音的第五章第六节，耶稣就说了。
And therefore, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, Jesus said,
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And those who are hungry and thirsty, blessed are they.
因为他们必得饱足啊。
Because they shall be satisfied.
饥渴慕义的人。
And so those who are hunger and thirst.
他说他的在或者是在那个物质方面又急在心灵方面又渴的人啊。
And so these refer to those people who are physically and spiritually hungry and thirsty.
这个可以讲到是肉体的需求或者心灵的需求。
And you can say that they have needs in both their physical needs and also spiritual needs.
因为这个需求呢，他们来到主耶稣的面前呢，渴慕主耶稣的义，主耶稣的道。
Because they were feel very needy, therefore they came in front of the Lord Jesus. Then they long for his words and also his teaching.
然后耶稣呢，就允许了这样的人啊，在他们生活当中会得到饱足啊。
And so Jesus said that these people shall be blessed and they shall be filled.
所以，当众人啊，很多人来听主耶稣的见证的时候，传真理的时候。
When a lot of people came to listen to the truth from the Lord Jesus.
有一次呢，主耶稣看到很多人呢，很认真的听到。
Once he saw that many people really listened seriously to his teaching.
但是他们所带的饮食啊，已经吃完了。
But yet they were out of food.
所以主耶稣就发出怜悯的心呢。
So the Lord Jesus Christ had compassion and mercy on them.
所以经过这个五个饼两条鱼，主耶稣就行神迹。
And with five loaves of bread and two fish.Jesus Christ performed a miracle.
所以能够让个五千人能够吃饱。
And with that, he fed 5,000 people.
这个是肉体的需要。
That's to satisfy or to fill their physical needs.
当 有一次，当主耶稣到撒玛利亚的时候
，One time when he went to the land of Samaria,
他走到一个井
，He went to a well.
那时候耶稣呢要拿水喝。
And he was about to draw water to drink.
刚好一个撒玛利亚妇人过来了。
And he saw a Samaritan woman.
耶稣要跟她要水。
And she, the Lord Jesus Christ asked her for water.
然后开始谈论。
And they started to converse.
在谈论当中啊，耶稣告诉她。
And in their conversation, the Lord Jesus Christ told her.
你去叫你的丈夫到这里来了。
Go and ask your husband to come.
所以这个妇人呢，她就说了。
And this Samaritan woman said,
我没有丈夫啊。
I have no husband.
耶稣就对她说了。
But yet the Lord Jesus Christ told her,
你说没有丈夫是不错的啦。
What you said is right.
因为你已经有个丈夫了。
Because you have already have husband.
你现在有的并不是你的丈夫啊。
The one you have now is not your husband.
我们可以来思考一下。
So we can think about this.
一个妇人已经有个丈夫。
A woman already had a husband.
主耶稣说，现在这一个不是你的丈夫。
But yet the Lord Jesus Christ said that one is not her husband.
到底这个在这个妇人当中有什么问题呢
？So what kind of problem does this woman have?
如果她五个丈夫死了
，If five of her husband died.
这个她在出嫁，这个第六个丈夫是很正常的，她结婚就很正常的。
Then it's just normal for her to remarry and have the sixth husband.
因为在那个律法当中是允许的。
because it was allowable by the law.
但是主耶稣说你已经五个丈夫啊。
But the Lord Jesus Christ said you already had five
husbands. 现在这个不是你的丈夫。
The one you have now is not your
husband. 为什么他会有个丈夫到六个丈夫呢？
Then why would she have five to six husbands?
哦，可能在她的心灵里面呢，不能得到满足啊。
And perhaps she wasn't satisfied spiritually.
啊，所以主耶稣哦就告诉她。
So the Lord Jesus Christ told this Samaritan woman.
用喝水的比喻啊，来教导她如何哦，在她心灵啊能够得到满足啊。
And with the analogy of thirst.Being thirsty and wanting a drink, he tried to teach her how to fill herself spiritually.
所以主耶稣就对她说,
So the Lord Jesus Christ told her,
如果你一直喝这个雅各的井哦，你一辈子还会渴的。
If you drink from this Jacob's well, all of your life you will still be thirsty.
哦，但是如果你喝我赐给你的水啊，你就会得到满足啊。
But if you drinkFrom the water that I gave you, you shall be satisfied.
因为我赐给你的水啊，就在你的心中成为一只泉源呐。
Because I will give you a spring of living water in you.
一直会流到在你生活当中，把你带到永生呐。
And will overflow in your life and until the day you gain eternal life.
这个水要讲到圣灵啊。
And so this water.That the Lord Jesus Christ referred to was the Holy Spirit.
耶稣意思说，就是如果有圣灵哦，在你的心中啊，圣灵成为一个活水，哎，把你的生活哦，是给你生丰丰盛盛的生活，到那个永生啊。
In other words, if the Holy Spirit lived in you and dwelt in you, it becomes the source of life in you, and it will be overflowing until the.Until the day you have eternal life.
所以呢，这个撒玛利亚听到这个道理，他就很快乐。
And so the Samaritan woman was joyful after she heard this.
他就告诉全庄上面的全庄了，他说，已经认识弥赛亚，弥赛亚已经来了。
She went back to her her village and tell everyone, Messiah is here.
他认识了耶稣，就真的得到心灵的满足啊。
And after she knew the Lord Jesus, she was spiritually filled.
所以呢，耶稣啊，来这个世上，真的要把这个福音哦，传给这个贫穷人。
So the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world is to preach to the poor.
请看诗篇的113篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 113.
诗篇113篇。
Psalm 113.
第七节。
Verse 7.
诗篇113篇。
Psalm 113,
第七节
Verse 7,
你从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔贫穷人。这里作诗者说
Here the author of the psalm said,
神啊，从灰尘里抬举贫寒人啊。
God raises the poor out of the dust.
就也是从粪堆中提拔贫穷人。
And lifts the needy out of the ash heap.
使他们与王子同坐。
That he may sit him with princes.
这个在第八节这里讲。
And this is recorded in verse 8.
就是与本国的王子同坐。
With the princes of his people.
所以这段圣经讲到神在拣选那些贫寒贫穷的人成为王子。
And in these verses, it says that God raises the poor and make them like the princes.
这里讲到本国，本国就是神的国度。
And here it says the princes of his people, that is to say it is God's kingdom.
就是成为主耶稣的儿女。
And that is to say that we became the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以雅各长老就说了。
And so Elder James said,
我亲爱的弟兄们请听啊。
My brethren, listen to me.
神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人吗？
Has not God chosen all the poor?
叫他们在信上富足啊。
So that they can be spiritually rich.
能够来承受神所应许的基业。
So that they can receive the inheritance.
所以我们今天要有主耶稣这样的精神啊。
And today we need to have the same spirit like the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们的比如说公司里面呢。
For example, in our workplace.
或者在学校里面呢。
Or in school.
可能我们有看到有一些人今天他们是可以属于这个心灵在心灵贫穷的人。
Perhaps we see people who are spiritually poor.
哦，我们能够把他哦带到教会来。
And we can bring them to the church.
来接受神的真理和接受神的恩典。
So that they can also receive God's grace and truth.
哦，使他们呢能够真正得到神的哦平安哦，成为神的儿女。
And so that they can receive the peace from God and became His children.
哦，然后第二点。
The second point.
我请看看回路加的福音第四章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter
4. 哦，第十八节的。
Verse 18.
这里讲到哦，神差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
He says, to proclaim liberty to the captives.
这什么现象人都被掳呢？
Then, and who are the captives?
那有些人被罪被掳。
Some people were captivated by sin.
有些人被魔鬼被掳。
Some people were captivated by Satan.
特别今天的很多人就被那个忧虑和情欲的被掳。
Especially today, a lot of people were captivated by worries or by pleasures.
这样的人呢，要把他释放出来啊。
And so we need to set these people free.
所以约翰福音的第八章三十四节、三十二节，耶稣对犹太人说了。
So in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32, the Lord Jesus Christ said to the Jews,
我实实在在的告诉你们。
Truly, I said to you.
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
And everyone who sin is the slave of sin.
如果一个人被魔鬼附着，他就魔鬼的奴仆。
If one is possessed by the devil, then he is the slave of the devil.
如果一个人被个忧虑情欲被那个被他掳去的，他就成为那个情欲和忧虑的奴仆。
And if someone is captivated by worries or by pleasures of the world, then he became its a slave.
所以一个人当奴仆的时候，真的他没有自由啊。
And so when one is a slave, he or she has no freedom.
是活得很痛苦的。
And they live in suffering.
这样的人要把他释放啊。
So we need to set these people free.
所以约翰说呢。
So John said.
用什么来释放他呢？
How can we set them free?
用真理。
To use the truth to set them free.
因为真理必叫你们得以自由啊。
Because the truth shall set us free.
所以像这样的人，我们要把他们带到主耶稣的面前啊。
So we need to bring these people in front of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在世上的时候，他就是要把那些被捆锁的就把他们被掳去的，都把他们释放。
And so when Jesus was in this world, he set free those people who are in bondage or who are captivated.
马可福音的第五章有记载。
Mark chapter 5 recorded.
有一次呢，主耶稣刚到哥拉省的时候。
Once Jesus was in this town.
那时候有一个被巫鬼附着的人从坟墓里出来迎接他。
And there was someone who was possessed by the evil spirit and he came out to greet the Lord Jesus.
他认识耶稣是谁啊？
And that evil spirit knew who Jesus was.
所以那个被附着的人就说了。
And so the man who was possessed said.
不是他本身说，是魔鬼太大里边了，借着他嘴巴了，他就说了。
So the spirit inside that man said to the Lord Jesus.
不要把我赶出来啊。
Do not cast me out.
这是魔鬼的说话。
And that's the devil speaking.
但是耶稣不允许，耶稣把他赶出去。
But of course, the Lord Jesus Christ cast
him out. 所以他就要求能够把我赶到那个群猪里面。
And so the evil spirit said, please let me live in the swine.
因为那个魔鬼也是群鬼啊，也是很多的鬼。
And so it's actually a legion of evil spirit
that possessed that man. 魔鬼他就顺服。
And so even the evil spirit submit to the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣都把他赶出去了。
So the Lord Jesus Christ cast
them out. 这个人就被释放了。
And this man was set free.
我们看到今天世界很多人就被那个被掳去的。
And we saw a lot of captives in this world.
所以我们这个真耶稣教会的信徒，我们有身着这个使命。
And so as the member of True Jesus Church, we have this commission from God.
因为我们大多是因为得到神的圣灵啊。
Because every one of us received the Holy Spirit.
因为当圣灵告我们的时候呢。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon us,
我们要要传扬福音啊。
We need to preach the gospel.
为主做见证。
To witness for the Lord.
要神要差遣我们的报告神的 神的能力，神的力量。
And God will send us to proclaim His power and His authority.
啊，使那个被掳的能够得释放。
So that the captive shall be set free.
啊，所以在拿鸿书呢第一章十三节这样说。
So in the book of Nahum, it says.
哦，拿鸿书第一章十三节。
Nahum chapter 1 verse 13.
哦，耶和华如此说了。
The Lord said.
哦，尼尼微虽然势力充足。
Even though Nineveh is a strong, big city,
人数繁多,
and it has a lot of people,
他们呢,也会,他们也被剪除了, 归于无有。
But yet they was destroyed and they lost everything.
哦,这讲到那个亚述啊,这个尼尼微要来攻击以色列。
And it tells about when Assyria came to attack.Israel.
哦，看来他的力量是很大。
And they are a very strong, powerful enemy.
哦，那时候以色列呢，以色列民啊，他们受苦。
At that time, the Israelites, suffered a lot.
但是神啊，应验的以色列啊，在一段时期，他们就不会再受苦了。
But, the Lord prophesies that they shall no longer, suffer.
因为神要把这个尼尼微赶出去。
Because the Lord will cast out all the Ninevites.
啊，所以神说呢。
So God told them.
啊，现在我必从你颈项上啊，折断他的轭哦，扭开他的捆锁。
And so I will break his power and I will open his locks.
哦，虽然今天的世界哦，这个力量是很大。
And even though the world now, the power of the world is great.
哦，可能很多人都已经被掳去的，被捆绑了。
There are a lot of people who were bonded and who were exiled.
哦，他们没有力量啊，能够把这个捆锁那个把它扭开呀。
They have no strength to free themselves of the chains.
没有办法折断他的轭。
And they were no longer be able to break away from its weakness.
哦，这样的人，我们把这个神的恩典带给他们。
And we need to bring God's grace to these people.
哦，就是介绍真理给他们。
That is to say that we need to tell them about the truth.
要把我们的爱，我们的关怀，放在他的身上。
And to show them our love and care.
把他带到主耶稣的面前。
And to bring them in front of the Lord
Jesus. 哦，虽然这个世界，尼尼微这个世界哦的力量很大。
Even though Nineveh was once a great world,
哦，没有人能够把它释放，把它折断。
No one seems to be able to break it.
但是如果我们把到神的面前的时候，
But if we came in front of God,
哦，圣灵一降下来的时候，
When the Holy Spirit, came upon us,
哦，圣灵的工作力量太大了。
The power and the work of the Holy Spirit is really great.
哦，因为神的灵比这个世界的灵更大。
Because God's spirit is greater than any spirit.
他一定会扭开、折断这个轭，扭开这个绳索，这个绳索。
He would be able to break away this wickedness and also break us away from chains.
这个是主耶稣啊，在那个报告被掳释放的。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ said to proclaim liberty to the captives.
然后在第三点呢。
And the third.
我们看回路加福音的第十章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 4.
在第十八节的最后一段。
The last phrase of verse 18.
这个叫报告瞎眼的得看见。
And recovery of sight to the blind.
叫那受压制的得自由。
And set at liberty those who are oppressed.
这个瞎眼的表示人已经迷路了。
And so the blind here, is telling us that they were already lost.
失去的生活方向。
They have lost the direction.
哦，被压制的表示哦，些人呐，被压制，被这个疾病压制啊。
And those who are oppressed, they are oppressed by illnesses.
哦，有些人呢，就是被那个拒绝哦，被压制。
Some people were oppressed by
被拒绝
rejections，
所以呢，很多人在这的状况啊，得到忧郁症啊。
And so a lot of people nowadays who live under this situation, they get depression.
哦，但是神是慈爱的神啊。
But yet our God is a merciful God.
哦，迷路的人主耶稣找回来啊。
He will seek out those who are lost.
有疾病都被拒绝的主耶稣把他医治好啊。
And those who have sickness and those who were being rejected, the Lord Jesus Christ will kill them.
失去生活方向，主耶稣要把神的真理改回，把他们带到就到神真理里面的方向。
And those who have lost direction in life, the Lord will go and guide them to the right path.
啊，所以在诗篇146篇第八节啦，诗者就说了。
And so in Psalm 114, verse 8, the psalmist said,
啊，耶和华开了瞎子的眼睛啊。
The Lord had opened the eye of the blind.
啊，耶和华扶起被压下的人啊。
And the Lord uplift those who are oppressed.
因为耶和华喜爱义人啊。
Because the Lord, loved the righteous.
啊，所以今天我们成了一个基督徒。
And today, as Christians,
我们要走向主耶稣这个使命。
We are given the same commission just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看我们的亲戚朋友们。
And we have to look around to our family members or our friends.
哦，可能有教会的信徒已经迷了，我们马上把他找回来啊。
And sometimes some of our church members might have already lose their way. And we need to bring them back.
可能我们这些朋友已经那个失去生活的方向啊。
And some of our friends might already lose the direction of their life.
哦，就活在情欲方面，活在毒品方面。
And they were indulging themselves, in their addictions.
哦，就吸毒了，就赌博了，就已经没有真正生活的方向了。
For example, they might be immersed in alcohol or gambling or drugs, and they already lost their way.
可能有些人从小的时候已经被人拒绝了，有的得疾病哦，有人不要管他，我们要现在努力去关怀他们了。
And some people might encounter some diseases that they were rejected by others, and we need to approach these people and care for them.
这些人真正的很希望他们眼睛能够看见神啊。
And all these people, they wish that they can see God.
所以这个是我们真耶稣教会信徒的责任。
And so that is the responsibilities for all the members of the true church.
我们要把这个恩典和真理带给他们。
We must bring the grace and truth to them.
就好像耶稣在世的时候。
Just like what Jesus was doing when he was in this
world. 有一次主耶稣在宣道的时候呢。
One time when Jesus was preaching.
他到耶利哥城市。
He was around the city of Jericho.
那一次，在那个地方有一个瞎子叫那个巴提麦来见耶稣啊。
And there were a blind man came to see him.
这个巴提麦就是提麦的儿子。
And I think the
Bartimaeus,
the blind man was called Bartimaeus.
他一出生就瞎眼。
And he was blind from born.
他爸爸。那个提麦是一个在社会有地位的人呐、啊。
And his father was someone of high position in the society.
所以他得到儿子瞎眼，感觉到很害羞、很羞愧。
So he was very ashamed when he when his son was born blind.
所以他拒绝他这个儿子。
So he rejected Bartimaeus as his son.
所以这个儿子呢，就是。在路旁当乞丐，因为瞎眼当乞丐来讨钱呢、啊，混口饭吃。
And so this his son lived as a beggar and he begged for life.
一个人被拒绝的，他的心态啊，当然是会很痛苦的。
And of course he felt he suffered a lot because he was rejected by people.
特别他的眼睛不能看。
And he was even blind. He
活着要靠着人的怜悯。
He lived by other people's mercy.
真正的他没有政治自由啊。
He did not have any freedom.
所以当主耶稣经过耶利哥的时候，
So when Jesus entered Jericho,
他就大声的呼喊。
He cried out to him.
主啊，主啊，求你怜悯我，医治我。
Lord, please have mercy on me. Please heal me.
耶稣听到他的声音。
When the Lord Jesus Christ heard his voice,
发起怜悯的心。
He had compassion on him.
所以耶稣就对他说了。
So the Lord Jesus Christ said to Bartimaeus,
你的信救了你啊。
Your faith has saved you.
所以他立刻就看见了。
And he immediately was able to see.
耶稣医治他，他就能够 能够好起来。
The Lord Jesus Christ healed him.
所以在今天的社会，我们一定会见到很多样，很多这样的人呐、啊。
And in the society today, we see a lot of people like this.
我们就把他到耶稣的面前。
We need to bring them in front of the Lord Jesus.
使他能够瞎眼的能够看见。
So that the blind will recover their sight.
能够得到神的恩典和真理。
And they can also receive grace and truth.
所以呢，在路加福音第四章第十九节这样说。
And so in Luke chapter 4, verse 19, it says.
我们要报告神悦纳人的喜年呐、
啊。To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
今天就是神悦纳的喜年。
So today is the acceptable year of the Lord.
因为神的门还没关起来。
Because the gate to salvation hasn't been shut yet.
神的恩典一直在降下来。
And God's grace has been pouring out.
圣灵还是一直在工作。
The Holy Spirit is still working.
所以我们今天成为主耶稣的信徒。
So today, as the believer of Christ,
我们要有耶稣的精神。
We need to have the same spirit as the Lord Jesus.
我们都看到耶稣在这个世上他带来什么。
And we must see what Jesus had brought to this world.
他就带来这个恩典和真理。
And he brought with him the grace and truth.
他不只带真理而已。
And he did not only bring truth.
但是他也是带来恩典。
He also bring with him grace.
所以那时的众人、啊、真的能看到主耶稣本身是谁。
And so at the time, people were able to see the true Lord Jesus.
他有对耶稣这个美好的感想。
And they had very good impression and insight from him.
所以当我们看马太福音的第七章二十八节、二十九节的时候。
So when we are reading Matthew chapter 7, verse 28,
这里我们看到了众人对耶稣的感想。
We see how the people feel about him.
好，我们请看马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
二十八节、二十九节。
Verses 28 and 29.
这里讲到耶稣在那个山上讲道以后。
This event happened after his sermon on the mountain.
这里讲到耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训。
It says, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people was astonished at his teaching.
因为他教训他们啊，正像有权柄的人。
29, for he taught them as one having authority.
不像他们的文士。
And not as the scribes.
这个众人把耶稣和文士来比较。
And so here the people compare him to the scribes.
耶稣在讲道的时候非常有权柄。
When Jesus was preaching, he had full authority.
为什么讲道会那么多权柄呢？
And so why is it that he was able to speak with authority?
因为耶稣讲真理理论，也又把的恩典，就是能爱行出来。
Because he was preaching the word of the truth, and he was able to also apply the love and also the care that he shows to people.
那一方面他讲真理。
So on one hand, he was preaching the truth.
讲天国的道理，天国的道路。
He's preaching about the way of the heaven, preaching about the heavenly kingdom.
那另一方面他关心到人真正的需要。
And on the other hand, he also cared for the needs of the people.
跟文士不一样。
It was different from the scribes.
文士也是很会讲那个天国的道理啊。
The scribes knows how to speak of the teaching of the heavenly kingdom very well.
但是那个文士行不出神的恩典，从真理来这个恩典啊。
But yet the scribes were not able to show the grace that comes from this truth.
这个故事呢，我们能够看到主耶稣所讲那个比喻啊。
And if we look at the parables that Jesus said,
就是关于一个祭司、一个利未人和一个撒玛利亚人。
It was the parable of the good Samaritan.
那个祭司利未啊，他就很懂道理啊。
And the Levite and also the priest, they knew very well about the law.
当他在半路上见到一个犹太人被人已经把他东西抢完的时候，又受伤的，他们不理不睬，他们走过去了。
When they saw a man was robbed on their way to somewhere, they did not care for him, they just passed by.
但是撒玛利亚、 哦，人就不一样啊。
But yet a Samaritan passed by and he was
different. 虽然他道理不懂，不是懂得很深啊。
Even though he might not know very deeply about the truth.
但是他把这个道理里面的恩典行出来。
But he was able to do or apply the grace in the truth.
哦，他就帮那个那被抢的哈、哦、那个人呐、啊，哦，就把他安在那个旅店里面了。
And he cared for the man who was robbed, and he brought that man to an inn.
哦，然后照顾他，倒好他都能够回家去了。
And he took care of him, and after he had done everything, then he went back home.
那耶稣本身就是有这样的精神。
So that was the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他讲道很有力量。
So when he preached, it was powerful.
今天我们要有这样的精神。
And today we need to have the same spirit.
我们这大家都很认识，真耶稣教会所讲的道理是很好。
Everyone knows that the truth that was preached by through Jesus Christ was very good.
但是这个好的道理呢，又应用在我们的生活当中。
But this very good truth, we should apply that in our life.
哦，特别要把这个道理里面的真正的恩典呢，都显出来给众人看。
And especially, we need to show the grace that was in this truth, and so that everyone can see.
啊，所以他们才会真正的认识哦，真耶稣教会是真正的教会。
So they can know truly that true Jesus Church is the true church.
Yeah, 就是有真理和恩典的教会。
This is the church that has the grace and the truth.
哦，今天我们晚上是看到个，听到一个从圣经里面的个美好的真理。
And tonight we hear a part of the truth that come from the Bible.
啊，所以我们在传福音的时候
，So when we are preaching.
我们要有主耶稣的精神。
We need to have the spirit of the Lord Jesus.、
哦、现在我们来结今天晚上的那个道理的结义呢，我们来看约翰一书第三章十八节。
And as a conclusion today, let us turn to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8.
约翰一书第三章十八节。
First John chapter 3, verse 8.
第三章十八节，约翰说。小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。这里约翰长老、哦、告诉我们。
Sorry, it was 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, and here Elder John told us.
哦，我们相爱啊。
When we love.
哦，不要在那个言语和舌头上而已。
We should not only love in word or in tongue.
意思说不是用讲话而已。
So it means that it's not only lip service.
哦，但是哦，总要在行为和诚实上。
But we need to love in deed and in truth.
意思说我们要把我们所讲的哦，我们所讲的跟我们行为啊要合一啊。
So that is to say that what we say and what we do should be in accordance.
我们就行出来。
And we need to apply,、we need to show love.
如果我们能够行出来，当然会荣耀主耶稣的圣名。
And if we are able to do this, then we can glorify the name of the Lord Jesus.
哦，让一切荣耀都归给主耶稣名。
May all the glory be unto the His name.
啊，请唱诗133首。
Let's all sing Him 133.